we live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the word of God, we are productive.
The word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity. We'll still take prosperity scriptures. Amen. Have you been blessed? Is your capacity enlarged or enlarging? Amen. You see, the sign that you are receiving the word is that your capacity has been increased, enlarged, multiplied. Hallelujah. It happens. Praise God. Amen. All right. Genesis 39. We'll pick it up from there. Genesis 39. We said that in the kingdom of heaven, as on the earth, your tongue draws the conclusion. So it's not important that God has said it. You must say it. He said, he has said so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do. So he says, so we may say, hallelujah. Praise God. In Ezekiel 37, in that valley of dry bones, when Ezekiel had the visions of God, and he was taken and was asked, he said, son of man, shall these bones live? And he said, thou knowest. And that the Lord gave him the how. The Lord gave him the how. And part of that how, or the how actually, not part of the how, was prophecy. It shows us the power of prophecy. But I like to bring people's attention to the fact that everything that Ezekiel said was told him by the Lord. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. So what he said was what he heard. But the interesting thing is, and I believe that God left that for us to observe, okay, in that scripture, in that amazing prophetic vision. You see, while God said what he said, nothing happened to the dry bones until Ezekiel spoke in faith what God told him. He said, I prophesy as I was commanded. Because before then, the Lord had told him, he said, son of man, prophesy to these bones and say unto them. So when God was saying, nothing happened. But when Ezekiel began to speak, he said, as I prophesied, there was a noise and a rattling, and the bones began to locate their bones. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the same thing today. God has spoken. But see, what God has said will not come to pass by itself. It needs a deciding witness, which is your word. Hallelujah. Your proclamation, your affirmation of what he has said. Amen. About your life. Very important. Listen, if you don't understand this operation of the Spirit, your prayer life will be frustrating. Because there are believers who pray meaning asking God for things, okay, interceding, making supplications, and without understanding this law, they break the flow of spiritual things. Are you with me? So, saying the same thing with God is very important. We have a high priest who is gone into the heavens. He's not preaching anymore in heaven. He has delegated that to us. What's he doing in heaven? He ever lives to make what? Intercession for us. Intercession for us. And according to the scriptures, one of the ways we respond to that intercession is by saying the same thing as a high priest. We say the same thing. we say the same thing. Somebody said, how do I know what to see? I've never had a vision and saw the Lord in heaven. How do I know what to see? It's simple. He has left us with his will. He left us with his word. He left us with his will. That is what we see. Glory to God. And you see, as you say it, your mind is expanded. As you say it, your focus is realigned. As you say it, your attention is directed to what really matters, the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know you can use your mouth speaking God's word to give yourself a new self-esteem? Do you know that? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We discussed on Sunday that Christ is your identity, is your inheritance, and is your satisfaction. A major way you appropriate this is by your mouth, your speaking. Or you stand in front of the mirror and say, my self-worth is not in what I have in my bank account. It's in whose I am and who I am. My self-worth is not in what I do. It's in whose I am and who I am. My inheritance is not what my biological father leaves for me or left for me. Christ is my inheritance. I will never be small. I will never be broke another day of my life. I will never be sick. I will never be confused. I will never be stranded in the name of the Lord Jesus. As you do that, your focus is realigned. This is life. Listen, Christianity is for living. It's not something you do on Sunday and then you are confused all through the week until you come on Sunday again. Are you with me? No. It is a life. It's a life. And it's the life of God. Pulsating life of God. Live to a person. That's what it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are we ready for more scriptures? I see Genesis, right? Genesis 39 verse 2. So as we read the scriptures, we'll make confessions of his word. And we are still talking about prosperity. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Pause. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Now, this redefines prosperity. The B part says, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians. And that means you can be working for someone and be prosperous. Now, we need to say that in this, I want to be my own boss generation. Glory to God. Oh, yes, you can. Some of the wealthiest guys in America work for hedge funds. They work for people. Their bonuses are more than the income of many presidents of the world. Glory to God. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So prosperity, the first indicator of prosperity is the presence of God with a man. That's what he's saying. The presence of God with a man. That's what he's showing us there. The presence of God with a man. Oh, hallelujah. Say, the Lord is with carries and my wealth. Put your name. And he's a prosperous man. No, remember, this is proclamation service. Amen. Are you here? Your mouth cannot be under the anointing right now. Say, the Lord is with carries and my wealth. And he's a prosperous man. So you're going to put your name again. The Lord is with carries and my wealth. And he's a prosperous man. The Lord is with carries and my wealth. And he's a prosperous man. The Lord is with carries and my wealth. And he's a prosperous man. It doesn't matter where you put me, I prosper. Because the Lord is with me. It doesn't matter where I walk, or who I work for, I prosper because the Lord is with me. It doesn't matter the city I live in, I prosper because the Lord is with me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is with Caris and the wealth, and he is a prosperous man. Shout amen, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very strange scripture, isn't it? Amazing scripture. The presence of the Lord guarantees the prosperity. And as you can read further, when you get home, you see, he became the head of the enterprise, of Potiphar's enterprise, Potiphar's and Saul's. He became the head, the CEO. That's who Joseph was. He became the CEO. And he was so dependable that the man didn't need to look at what he had. He left, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house. No, go back to verse 3. We'll read 3 to 4. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. See, all that I do prospers in my hands. See, all that I do prosper in my hands. Say, nothing dies in my hands. The pleasure of the Lord prospers in my hands. All that I do prosper in my hands. In the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with me. Things don't die in my hands. You should be your thinking. And somebody say, Pastor, boy, something died in my hand last week. Go and speak life to it. That's what we're saying. Because the word of God is to raise your vision. You don't reduce the word to your level. You rise to the level of the word. That's what he's saying. He was a prosperous man. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Verse 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight. See, I found favor in the sight of people that matter. Say it again, I found favor in the sight of people that matter. Say again, I found favor in the sight of people that matter. He said, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hands. That's what I was talking about earlier. Verse 5. Verse 5. He says, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer over his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. We are the carriers of the blessing. That means that company is blessed because of you. I mean, if you remember the story of Joseph, we read that in Genesis 31, right? Last week Tuesday. You know, Laban said, I have noticed to the omen of divination that the Lord has blessed me since your coming. That means things began to prosper in the house of Laban. He had to consult diviners. He said, I don't understand what's going on in my house. I had a few flock. This young guy showed up and everything exploded. I know it's not coincidence. Listen, he must have experimented it. Because he could have easily taken it for a coincidence. I'm very sure he experimented it. That means at a particular time, he moved Jacob from from one sheepfold to the other. Are you with me? And then he noticed the moment he moved Jacob, nothing was working there. And where he moved him to, everything began to work. So he went to divide. What's happening? There's somebody in my house. They say, yes, there is a God with him. Jehovah is with him. The master of the universe is with him. the owner of the universe is with him. Are you with me? So when you are confronted with difficulties, crooked paths, are you with me? Remember that the Lord is with you. And because the Lord is with you, you have to prosper. That business has to multiply in your hands. It has to. See, expect the works of your hands to grow. Expect what you do to multiply. My life has been upward and forward. And that's the truth. There have been challenges, yes. It's part of the equation. I'm not where I was last year. No. I make progress. I move forward. He made him overseer of his house and all that he had, okay? And the Lord blessed him. The Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had. In the house and in the field. Oh my goodness. In the house and in the field. Even your digital investment. The blessing of the Lord is upon it. Say, I'm blessed. Hi. I don't want to spend so much time on Joseph's life. What have you guys done? Deuteronomy 8:18. That was a good place to shout. Are you there? He says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Lift your right hand. Say, I remember the Lord my God, for he has given me power to get wealth. Say it again. I remember the Lord my God, for he has given me power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he has sworn to my fathers, as it is this day. I remember the Lord my God, for he has given me power to get wealth. I remember the Lord my God. Say like you believe. He has given me power to get wealth. Hallelujah. See, let me tell you something. You see, the Hebrew word translated power there is the same word for chameleon. Now, what is it telling you prophetically? That means this power to get wealth is adaptable. Yes, sir. That means this power to get wealth can enter in the environment and adapt and harness the environment to produce. Oh, glory to God. It also means this power to get wealth has many ways it can produce. It's not stereotype. It's multidimensional. It's dynamic. It could function through a skill. A heightened skill. No, call it heightened skill. You know this person is skillful. But you know, there's an element of the supernatural to this display of skill. You know, this skill is not given to mortals. It's not given to normal men. It looks like he's a man, but no, a man cannot do this. Even though the results are looking like maybe it's high level of mastery. But when we examine it, we know this is beyond mastery. Spirits are involved. How can you explain the wisdom of Solomon? If you interacted with Solomon physically, you think he is just intelligent. Are you here? How did the wealth of Solomon come? It was through the display of wisdom.
Are you with me? So when you are talking to Solomon, he's as though, look, this is just human intelligence. But no, it's not just human intelligence, because no man on the earth could overtake him in wisdom in his days. In fact, not even the men of the east. You see, in those days, the wise men of it, Kalkor, Mahol, have you read them? The son of Dada. The East is known for wisdom. And listen, the wisdom of the East is not just natural intelligence. They are aided by spirit. Some of them interact with fallen angels, and they communicate to them forbidden knowledge. Knowledge that is outside the scope of the curriculum of human dispensation. Yet, they couldn't beat Solomon. He was wiser than all men, the Bible says. And they had to be bringing wisdom offering. But my point is, if you are talking with Solomon, you think, God, this is just intelligence. What kind of intelligence is this? My God, my God. But we know at the back end that one day he met the father of spirits. One day he met the father of spirit. He offered 1,000 burnt offering at Gibeon out of his love for the Lord. And that night the father of spirit appeared. He said, Solomon, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And God was impressed by his priorities. You see, God can be impressed by priorities. Naturally, God was expecting that, look, you should choose wealth or the life of his enemies. But he told the Lord, Lord, your servant is young. I don't even know how to go out and come in before your people. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding heart. And God was impressed by his choice. And God said, what? You're asking for wisdom? And God looked at him and said, I have given you wisdom. I have given you wisdom. The Bible did not say that God opened his brain and put something, or God gave him something to eat. No. We call it the power of God's word. You see, many believers don't understand the power of God's word. When God speaks, everything in the universe has been sound coded to respond. So when he says, I have given you wisdom, he had to have wisdom. The transmitter was those words, I have given you wisdom. And you see, the closer you get with God, the more you honor his word and the power of his word. The less you put your faith in physical things that you can see. You know, in meetings, there are people that are, let me not go there. If they don't carry oil and pour on their head, it shouldn't happen. No. When the prophet looks at you and says, you have shifted, it has happened. So we call it the laying on of words. There's a laying on of hands, and there's a laying on of words. You have to value it. That was Apostle Timothy. He said, neglect not the gift which is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, and then the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Are you here? Power to get wealth. For Solomon, it was through this heightened intelligence. When he spoke, you wanted to give him money. Go and read it. His wealth came through wisdom. He had unusual insight into concepts and principles. He could interpret concepts and understand how they are related. He had, we'll call it, extraordinary sagacity of mind. The amplitude of his mind was large. And you see, God gave it to him. He says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and gave him largeness of heart. If you read it in the Septuagint, he said, he gave him extraordinary sunesis. Sunesis is the Greek word for wisdom, one of the Greek words for wisdom. You see, in the Greek, they have three words of wisdom. One, Sophia, two, Sunesis, three, Phronesis. They'll tell you that Sophia is insight into eternal things. Okay, insight into invisible realities. But I'll tell you that Sunesis is the wisdom that is responsible for civilization. So when the barbarian is coming with his bow and arrow and somebody has a gun and he doesn't have enough intelligence to know that this thing they are pointing at me, my courage is not important. They can zero my courage now with this spear. And he doesn't know. So the group will say, that barbarian lacks sunesis. He lacks sunesis. He is not civilized. That means he cannot understand concepts and interpret them. So I'll say digital marketing. You can write where you are. I was having a conversation firstly today. You look at it and you are seeing beyond what they are seeing. Why? Maybe you're a leader, you are a political leader, for example. So as you are reading digital marketing, you can see how interrelate, how it's related to politics. Or you're a medical doctor, you can see the relationship with the practice of medicine. It's called sunesis. Solomon had extraordinary sunesis. And one of the definitions of sunesis is that extraordinary and enlarged amplitude of mind. What can you comprehend? Simple word, understanding. See, I have wisdom. You cannot have this wisdom and fail. You can't. It does not happen. Then there's phronesis. The Greeks call it prudence. They said it is the wisdom that increases a man's estate and his fortune. You can't have phronesis and be poor. Go and read it. All three God gave to Solomon. So the power to get wealth was in that heightened manifestation of intelligence. For Abraham, he was in favor. For others, he's in managerial skill. Joseph had an unusual two things. He could interpret dream. You see, when we say interpret dream, don't look at it like, okay, I had a dream in the night. Somebody gave me two loaves of bread. I ate one before I agreed the second one. I woke up. What's the meaning of the dream? And she was like, Kai. It means God is calling to bakery business. Listen, the Bible is a spiritual book, so don't just read it with surface interpretation. Are you with me? When he said Joseph could interpret dream, he's talking about when you walk to an organization, you can tell them what they have been thinking about, but they not have formed. Let me explain what that means. You see, somebody starts a company, puts $2 million. They come and present a proposal on how to move his company forward. And as you are presenting, one hour he's shouting, this is what I've been thinking. This is what, have you ever seen something like that? This is what I've been thinking. This is what I've been saying. Nobody will have been able to interpret his dream. That's what he's saying. So you came with a Joseph's anointing. You are interpreting his dream. When Joseph was done, Pharaoh could not say, okay, so where's that our last born? Come on. No. This is the man. He has come with the answer of peace. And he floated out that 14 years agro-economic plan. He gave Pharaoh the interpretation of his dream. Maybe you get that tomorrow. Are you here? For some, it's by auditory gift, the oratory gift, just talking. You just want to hear them talk.
He just want to hear them talk. They have extraordinary utterance. We call it utterance of the mighty. So, different is a power to get to us. Power to get to us. Say, I have power to get to us. And there's a guy, I don't know where he is now. He became a multi-millionaire from emptying soccerways. Yes, that was some years ago. I've lost track of him. A multi-million, I don't know how many of you know him. A multi-millionaire, he built a multi-million organization by emptying soccerways. Now the back of his truck, you see shit money doesn't smell. Ability to see. You know, when the book of Job was talking about wisdom, the path of wisdom, he said it overturned the mountains. He sees what the natural eyes cannot see. That wisdom can bring water out of the rock. Are you here? Fuck up. Power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. You get to a place and it's oil they need. Maybe crude oil. Don't sell electric cars. Do you understand what I mean? Chameleon adapts. I know I'm talking so. You go to a town that 90% of the cars are electric cars and you're opening filling stations. Petrol stations, you understand? Of course, there's no basic synesis, amen? Glory to God. Say, I have power to get wealth. Say, I have power to get wealth. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Mandesukopotaya. Okay. Where do we go to? Oh, let's read Psalm 23, 1 to 6. We're going to read this one together and confess it together. Are you ready? Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Now, what's he saying? He makes me lie down in green pastures. Green pastures. That's abundance. There's no scarcity. You are never in a dry land. You are never in the parched places. Green pastures. And when you have eaten and full, you turn, there's water to drink. Still waters. Yes. You know, this is important for the sheep. You know, sheep are a little dumb. Amen. The water has to be still waters. Amen. They'll be drowned. You know, the Bible compares us with, he calls the good ones sheep. I call the bad ones good. What an example. Beautiful, isn't it? And many lessons to learn, not today. Maybe one of these days, I'll teach you about how to be a sheep. Yes. Yes. Goats are stubborn. You know, it's to tell you that by design, we're designed to be a people of obedience. No, we're fashioned to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down and trademark it. Fashioned to follow. That's the word. Fashioned to follow. Amen. Goats don't follow. Have you ever seen a goat with shepherd? Come like this. Somebody say he is not 3,000 naira. That always inside goat head apart from stubbornness. If you don't understand what I just said, just forget about it. It's like, why should goat head? You know, he say, it's an African, international community. It's an African delicacy made from the head of a goat. Okay, with special spice, it's very sweet. Praise God. Say, I'm blessed. Okay, put it up. Say, it makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That means he gives you what you can handle. That means never be afraid that his prosperity will make your feet slip. No. Say, he restores my soul. Say, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, do you notice something there? The only part of that chapter that it is that I comes in, took the person to the valley of the shadow of death. When the shepherd was leading, he was beside still waters, green pastures. Oh, you didn't get that. Head anointed with oil. But see, I, when he began to do the walk, he was walking through the valley of shadow of death. You'll get it tomorrow. So we're fashioned to follow. Your prosperity is in following. When he began to do things by himself, he ended up in the valley of shadow of death. But the Lord was still with him. Next verse. See, thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Lift your right hand and say, the Lord anoints my head with oil, and my money bags run over. My money bags overflow. My money bags overflow. My storehouses overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, whatever prosperity means to you, God is ready to give it to you. Whether it means having a skyscraper in London where you run a global conglomerate, or it means having your house on roof filled with chickens at your backyard crying every day and you are comfortable, God will give it to you. Are you with me? And there's nothing wrong for being a farmer in Little Refield with your poultry farm at the back, with your chickens crying out loud, amen, and selling your car full of eggs every week, amen. Are you here? It's beautiful. But make sure you are following God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the Lord. and I love him even more. Psalm 112, 1 to 10. I'm making progress. Psalm 112, 1 to 10. Jesus. Oh, jeez. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed the man that feareth the Lord. And I delight greatly in his commandment. See, I'm the man that fears God. And I delight greatly in his commandment. And I delight greatly in his commandment. And I delight greatly in his commandment. See, I'm the man that fear God. And I delight greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. The generation, verse 2, I need speed. See, my seed is mighty upon the earth. My generation is blessed. Because I am the upright. In Christ Jesus. Just be putting the verse. Verse 3. Can you go fast? Say, wealth and riches are in my house. Say, wealth and riches are in my house. And my righteousness endures forever. Say it again. Say, wealth and riches are in my house. And my righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches are in my house. There's no lack in my house. There's no scarcity in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. And my righteousness endures forever. I am the upright. And unto me arises light in the darkness. I am gracious and full of compassion. And I am righteous. Woo. See, I'm a good man. And I show favor. I lend to many. I guide my affairs in discretion. See, I guide my affairs in discretion. Surely I shall not be moved. So surely I shall not be moved forever. Because I am the righteous. I am in everlasting remembrance. I'm in everlasting remembrance. See, I shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Because my heart is fixed. Trust in the Lord. I don't fear news of inflations. I don't fear news of depressions. I don't fear news of economic downturn. In the name of the Lord Jesus, because my heart is fixed, trust in the Lord. Say, my heart is established. I shall not be afraid. I see my desires upon my enemies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, say, I have despised. I have given to the poor. My righteousness endures forever. My horn is exalted with honor. In the name of Jesus, shout glory! Glory. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:22. Very quickly. Proverbs 10:22. Are you blessed? Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. Lift your right hand and say, the blessing of the Lord is upon me. And that blessing has made me rich, and there's no sorrow with it. Give me an NIV, then Amplified. Are you writing down the scriptures?
Yes, sir.
Hello, church. Are you writing down the scriptures?
Yes,
the idea is so that after now, you can go through them and declare them to yourself. Go back to 22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth. See, the blessing on me has brought wealth. And he has no trouble to it. You see what we say? The blessing of Lord brings wealth. Wealth means abundance. Wealth means treasure. Treasure to be desired. Wealth is not a carnal word. Wealth is not a secular word. Wealth is a word from heaven. We shouldn't lose words because of how the world uses them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We should just move on. Amos 9:13, Message Translation. You already know it. Are you ready to read it? To declare it? Oh, we're almost there. Can we have the communion? We'll just stop here. It's almost 7 p.m. We'll stop here. Praise God. We'll stop at Amos 9:13. Can you rise to your feet? We'll continue next week. Have you been blessed? Oh, glory to God. You are the owner of the universe, master of the universe. You enjoyed my song. Master of the universe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call them soaking songs, prayer companions. Ora peto si ke pote su kapata ke lo kapata. Thank you, Jesus. Can I have the communion, people to serve the communion? Thank you, Jesus. Look up at me, everyone. Never fear anything in this world. Never. 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 Listen, the master of the universe lives in you. And the more you pray and meditate on the word, the more conscious of that you become. Never. He said, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do. Never fear. Never fear. All right, let's read the scripture. Lift your right hand. Say, yes, indeed. It won't be long. God's decree to me. Things are going to happen so fast, my head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. I won't be able to keep up. I won't be able to keep up. Can you say it with faith? I won't be able to keep up. It will be overlapping manifestations, overlapping testimonies, overlapping blessings, overlapping fire. I won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere I look, blessings, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Come to you again, say, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God's decree to carry some wealth. Things are happening so fast, my head will swim. One thing on the heel of the other, I won't be able to keep up because it's overlapping. Overlapping testimonies, overlapping prosperity, overlapping victories, overlapping fire, overlapping breakthroughs, overlapping blessings, and everything will be happening at once. And everywhere I look, blessings, blessings in my finances, blessings in my family life, blessings in my business, blessings in my destiny, blessings in my academics, blessings in my health, blessings in my walk with God, blessings everywhere I look, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Shout amen, somebody. Shout amen, somebody. Father, we thank you. Thank you for a time of edification. Thank you for this time of lifting. Thank you for your word that has gone forth. We produce with this truth. name of Jesus. Lord, tonight we break bread. We break bread, which is your body broken for us. We drink this blood, which is the blood of your covenant, of the new covenant ratified over 2,000 years ago. We do this and we remember our common union with you. We remember your love for us. We remember your grace and mercy. We remember that we'll never be defeated. We remember that we'll never be put down. We remember that we'll never fail. We remember that Christ is our perfect Passover. He's been sacrificed for us, and he has given us the victory. We remember that the world is ours. We remember that the world is subdued before us. We remember that we are victorious. We remember that the mountains keep like rams before us. In the name of Jesus, we remember that we are blessed. We remember that we are joined together with you, and we are one spirit with you. We remember that our help has come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, at this table, there are workings of miracles. There are emergence of new things. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. We love you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. What warmth it gets to you, just break the bread, break the body, and take the blood. Hallelujah.
Take a comedian. ay 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 yo, ay ay yo, ay 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 yo. My help us. Hallelujah. Amen. Your heart desires are granted according to his will. In the name of Jesus.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org. And you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.